The Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club will be hosting the Gathering of the Orange August 19th through the 21st in Baraboo. There will be a tractor parade on Friday morning and fun for the whole family. Mark Fry, Alice Chalmers enthusiast and Badger Steam and Gas volunteer, shares more on what the Gathering of the Orange feature is and the connection with Alice Chalmers.
So this year we're featuring Alice Chalmers, which was made in Milwaukee, Wisconsin for quite a few years. From 1901 till the last tractor rolled off the line in 1985. They actually just in 1999, they dismantled the last of the Alice Chalmers offices there. So it was actually running in there until 1999.
So when is the feature or what is it?
So every year the Badger Steam and Gas Show has a tractor that they feature or a... One year we did Made in Wisconsin. Anything that was ever made in Wisconsin related to farm was the feature. So this year, we working with Alice Chalmers or the Gathering of the Orange or the Gatto, we were able to secure this year's show being Alice Chalmers and being the feature. So that's where we're going. We're featuring Alice Chalmers, anything that Alice Chalmers ever made. Alice Chalmers did have their hands in a whole lot of manufacturing of stuff, anything from chainsaws to refrigerators, even some of the dams that are still in operation today have Alice Chalmers generators producing electricity.
So you are a big factor into incorporating the Alice Chalmers for this Badger Steam and Gas feature. Why is that? What is your connection with Alice Chalmers? Just why Alice Chalmers?
Alice Chalmers was made in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, not too far away from where I live in Sauk City. My dad was born and raised on Alice Chalmers. I was born and raised on Alice Chalmers. Even from a young age, I can remember driving the tractor, you know, as the rest of my family was picking up stones. I got to drive the tractor, and all I had to really do was steer. And so that's really where it sparked everything for me, you know, at such a young age. I've always been enjoyed tractors, and Alice Chalmers just happens to be my brand.
You touched on it a little bit already, but what is the Alice Chalmers history?
So Alice Chalmers started, I cannot remember, it was E.P. Alice who came from, I believe Germany, came over in the 1800s, and he had these ideas and started, I guess that's how it all started, with the Rumley steam engines is really what he started manufacturing. And then it just kind of exploded. Like I had touched earlier on how much Alice Chalmers actually makes. They made steam engines and that turned into gas combustion engines, which turned into diesel engines. And just, you know, even to some of the tractors that you see nowadays can probably trace their history back through Alice Chalmers.
How does that history tie into the event of the Badger Steam and Gas?
You know, Badger Steam and Gas, we try and feature back in the simpler times when there were steam engines and stuff like that. You know, days gone by of the horses and the steam engines were the next generation. So Alice was a big industrial giant at that time after steam engines and tractors. And quite frankly, they were the innovator in a lot of machines and implements that farmers used and made their production better. And they got better crops. And we try and tie that in and show people how stuff happened 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years ago.
How are you canvassing the state to be able to get that number of Alice Chalmers that you want to be there for the event?
I have traveled to Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, to other Gathering of the Orange. The Badger Steam and Gas Club has worked great with me. We've developed flyers and pamphlets to hand out. I've been in contact with a lot of the other Gathering of the Orange members and set up a little table, and I just hand out information there. Mecum Auctions has been great. We were down there in their spring auction in March. We had a little booth there, and we set up and passed out flyers to all kinds of tractor enthusiasts. I have a few other people that are helping me out. John Gerke has been to a all Alice Chalmers swap meet in Missouri. He handed out flyers. Gil Dons and his wife Kathy have helped us out too by going to shows that if any one of us couldn't attend and they were attending, they would take flyers and banners and hand them out. And so it's been a lot of word of mouth, but we've also had a lot of pamphlets to hand out for advertising as well.
Where are these visitors coming from?
So we've had several phone calls. Canada, California, Illinois, Kentucky, Iowa. I know the people from Canada that one of the other guys that I'm working with called, and he said the borders are finally opened up, and he said we're sick of being in Canada, so we're coming down, and they're bringing a couple truckloads of tractors to display. So I hope everybody, I hope the fuel price doesn't hurt them, and I hope everybody brings out a couple pieces of equipment that they're happy about, and it's Alice Chalmers, and show it off to everybody.
What does this mean for the Badger Steam and Gas?
I hope it's going to be a great show. Last time Alice Chalmers was in the Badger Steam and Gas was in 2002. It was 20 years ago, and the Badger Steam and Gas had their largest one-day crowd. It was 14,000 people that we had come through the gate. So my hope this year is that we can at least achieve that number on Saturday to try and get 14 or maybe 15 or 16,000 people through the gate. And then this could become every couple of years we could have the Gathering of the Orange at Baraboo. So I guess I would just like to let all the Alice Chalmers enthusiasts out there know that they should load up their tractors and come out and hopefully touch base with old friends or maybe even make some new friends and sit around with a bunch of us tractor people and just have a good time and enjoy the grounds that we have up at the Baraboo Steam and Gas Show.
Mark Fry, volunteer with the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club on the Gathering of the Orange feature. You can bring your tractors to the show and enjoy food vendors, sawmill and silo filling demonstrations, and much more. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.